Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Our time, 7 o'clock here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning to everybody.
Yes, good morning, all.
And we're glad to have you tuning in this morning. Sweet hour of prayer.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
We've been praying today, and we'll be praying throughout the day. If you have prayer requests, why not call them in? This is that time for all of God's people to come together and pray, and when we do, good things happen.
That's right. Power of prayer.
We are currently at $60,214. $60,214. We have $134,786 to go. We're going to need a lot of love today.
A lot of love.
And we know that there's a lot of love out there.
Yes, there is. Thank you.
And so if you can join us today with your gift of support, if you haven't renewed your gift, well, this is the time to do that. By making your pledge of support to WCNO, you help to continue the radio ministry for the months ahead. Kenneth from Port St. Lucie is giving a gift of $20 this morning. He listens to the music and the message every day. And we're grateful to you, Kenneth, for calling this morning with a gift of $20.
Oh, bless you.
And has a prayer for his safety and for the business to prosper. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up Kenneth to you today. We pray for his safety and for the business to prosper. We ask, dear God, that you bless him in a great way today. Lord, we thank you for his gift and his sowing of seed into this ministry.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray, God, Lord, that you'd bless it to return to him in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. May it come back to him many, many times. And Father, bless him today in Christ Jesus' name. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Give us a call. Join the family and keep the word of our Lord and Savior going out freely to all the nations. Call us at 772-221-1100 or toll free at 1-888-221-8990. We also have a website, WCNO.com. You can make a pledge or a credit card donation. If you make a pledge, we'll just send you out a letter, and you send it back when you can. Bless you all.
Amen. Well, I hope that you're enjoying this instrumental music that we're playing here today. This is a CD called Prayerful Improvisions from Peter Vantine. Piano solos. Some beautiful music here this morning. Sweet Hour of Prayer. Good stuff, huh? Again, Prayerful Improvisions from Peter Vantine here this morning. Our phones are ringing, and that's a good thing. We had a great day yesterday on our 24th birthday. We celebrated 24 years of broadcast ministry yesterday. Today is the first day of our 25th year of ministry. And we're excited about that. We don't know where the Lord may take us in the days ahead, but we know that when we work together, we'll get it done. We're very grateful and thankful. Barry from Port St. Lucie has called and given a gift of $25. Barry, God bless you. He wants to keep in the path of the Lord. Well, that's a good thing to do, Barry. And we pray that the Lord will lead you and guide you and direct you in the path that he would have you to follow. And we ask, Father, that you give Barry that direction, that he will know the way to go and what to do and how to walk in your way. Father, Lord, we ask it in Christ Jesus' name. And amen. And Barry says that the station fills him and he appreciates the ministry of WCNO.
Oh, bless you, Barry.
We have Harry from Port St. Lucie. The men are coming on board today. Harry in Port St. Lucie giving a gift of $50. Good morning to you, Harry. God bless you. We appreciate that. That's a good start. God bless Harry. The men coming on board. We need the mighty men of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Coming on board.
Oh, yeah. In Psalm 57 that we were reading this morning, if you read the first three, in my
the first
version,
three verses.
I'll give you my version.
Okay.
All right. It says, God Most High, have pity on me. Have mercy. Ah, the mercy of the Lord. I run to you for safety. In the shadow of your wings, I seek protection till danger dies down. And two, I pray to you, my protector. You will send help from heaven and save me. How many times has he saved me? I cannot tell you.
How many times has God come to deliver us? You know, that one song, He is my deliverer.
Yes, he is.
Our Savior.
Deliver me, Lord. Over and over.
And what version are you reading from over there?
I'm reading from the Contemporary Version, which is a more of a plain English translation. I give that to a lot of, I hand out Bibles to a lot of new believers, and it's a lot simpler for them to understand. So, you know, and they go from there, and then I introduce them to other versions. And,
sure.
You know, but this seems to be a straightforward and easy message for them to receive.
All right. Well, the King James says, be merciful unto me.
Yes, Lord.
O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. You know, that word has come up so many times.
Yes, Lord.
This week, trusting in the Lord. You know, trust is something that is earned.
Yes, it is.
You know, when it comes to men. You know, we were talking the other day about somebody looking at you and saying, trust me.
I don't think.
You know, and you think, well, I don't know about that.
That's a red flag right there.
You know, well, it is for most people. You know, when, you know, you're out there, you're buying a car, and guy says, well, trust me, this was only driven by a little old lady once a week on her way to church.
From Pasadena. I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. Trust me.
Trust me.
And we hear that, and it's like a resistance. A resistance comes up.
Yes, Lord.
And we are a little hesitant. But you know, the psalmist says, I will trust in thee.
Yes.
He was willing to trust. He was putting his faith, his confidence, his assurance. He was laying down his life in the hands of the Almighty.
That's right.
That's trust.
That
you know,
trust.
When we accept Jesus Christ as Lord of our life, we're trusting him.
Yes.
You know, I told someone a week or two ago, if Jesus is not able to save me, what will I do? I cannot save myself.
No.
So I have to trust in him.
Yes, Lord.
I'm trusting wholly and completely in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To do for me what I cannot do myself.
Yes, Lord.
To save me, to deliver me, to set me on a right path. And we're so grateful and thankful for the blessings that he brings our way.
Yes, he does.
Well, listen, we have a gift. This is from West Palm Beach, and I see it's written on here, matching funds.
Oh. Okay.
And so we're going to get a matching funds challenge here, a little bit of matching funds. And this is from Brenda. And before we get to that, we have another prayer request. Mike and Becky phoned in yesterday, or earlier in the week, it says, and their father-in-law is terminally ill, not sure of his salvation. His name is Donald. Well, Heavenly Father, even at this hour, we know that you can touch Donald's heart and open him to the realization of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of his life. Father, we don't know the walk that Donald has taken in life. We don't know whether he's been a good man or not. We don't know how he looks in your eyes. But we know, Father God, that when one comes to know Christ as Savior, that all things become new.
Yes.
That all the sins are done away with.
Yes, Lord.
And that salvation is sure. Father, we just pray for Donald today. We ask, Father God, that you touch him and bring salvation into his heart and into his life, to his comfort and that of his family. Father, Lord, we ask it today that you bless Donald with the realization of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And amen.
Amen.
And amen. And we hope that you're praying for Donald today as well.
Yes.
God is able.
He is able.
Even at the last moment, God is able.
At the last breath. Isn't it how amazing the love of our Lord is, that Jesus will present himself to you
right even
at
the
very last moment.
That's right.
What a salvation. What a
amen.
Wonderful Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Brenda had called in a moment ago. We started on this. We saw the matching funds here. She's giving a gift of $215 in matching funds. So we're going to put some
thank you.
time on our clock. And she said she'd like to match up some gifts, try to get some things going here. So I'm going to put 15 minutes on our timer here, and we're rolling with the time.
There we go.
14 minutes and 55 seconds now. And if you call right now, whatever gift you give, Brenda will match it.
Dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar.
That's
up
right.
To $215. So a gift of $15 right now is worth $30.
Mm-hmm.
A $100 gift is worth $2.
That's right.
And this is just one of the ways, you know, that one can help the ministry of WCNO and encourage others to give.
Right.
And so she wants some folks. Brenda's saying, come on, sisters.
Come on, brothers.
Come on, brothers. Get on board with me.
And
let's see if we can't spice up life a little bit here this morning.
Yeah, let's give us a call. 772-221-1100. Toll free 1-888-221-8990. Join Brenda. Let's go.
That's right.
Let's get in the water.
Brenda's on the board. She's ready to take a dive and go first. She's going first. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we were talking about earlier.
The water's fine.
The water's fine. Come on in.
Come on.
You know, when I was a kid, I lived next door to a kid. You're not going to believe this. His name was Jimmy Carter.
No.
That was his name. He had a brother named Robert, and his sister was Linda. And I tell people I live next door to Jimmy Carter. They say, really? I say, yeah, but not that one.
Not that one.
Not that one. But Jimmy and his brother Robert. And I had a kid that lived up the street. His name was Kenny.
Hmm.
And we were tight, you know, as young kids. And in the summer, if you found Kenny, you found me and Jimmy. And you always knew which one was Jimmy. Jimmy was the one that always had mustard all over his face. You know, this is, you know, I look back and, you know, I don't know why. He loved mustard.
He did.
He would eat bologna sandwiches with mustard.
Ah.
He'd eat turkey sandwiches with mustard. He'd eat ham sandwiches with mustard. And he always had mustard on the side of his face. That was Jimmy.
Oh, sweet Lord.
But Jimmy and Kenny and I, we would ride our bikes over to the pool. We were talking about, you know, the deep end. You know, the deep end of the pool. You ever, you know, when you're kids, you know, we would hang on to the side of the pool and kind of, you know, walk down, you know, and hold on to the side of the pool and go down to the deep end. You know, we were, I don't know, we were probably 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
Back when, you know, it was safe to get on your bike and ride to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we would hold on to the side of the pool and go down to the deep end. And we'd go back and brag, I was in the deep end of the pool today. Holding on to the side, wouldn't turn loose. Please don't let me fall off into the deep end.
Oh.
And they had three diving boards there, a small one and a medium one and the high dive. And you going on the high dive? Yeah, I'll go if you go. Well, you go first and I'll go. And we were talking about that. But, you know, there's a time in our spiritual walk where we have to launch out into the deep. You remember?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You got to launch out. Deep calls to deep.
That's right. Deep calls to deep.
And we launch out in faith.
Thank you, sweet Jesus.
We step out in faith. And sometimes we're just a little hesitant to do that.